The seal of divine approval. Those were troublous times. If we had not stood firmly then, we should have made shipwreck of our faith. Some said we were stubborn, but we were obliged to set our faces as a flint, and turn not to the right hand nor to the left. For years we labored to beat back the prejudice and subdue the opposition that at times threatened to overwhelm the faithful standard-bearers of truth, the heroes and heroines of faith. But we found that those who were seeking God in humility and contrition of soul, were able to discern between the true and the false. The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. God gave us a precious experience in those days. When brought in close conflict with the powers of darkness, as we frequently were, we laid the whole matter before the mighty Helper. Again and again we prayed for strength and wisdom. We would not yield the point, we felt that help must come. And through faith in God, the enemy's artillery was turned against himself, glorious victories were gained to the cause of truth, and we were made to realize that God gave not His Spirit by measure unto us. Had it not been for these special evidences of God's love, had He not thus, by the manifestation of His Spirit, set His seal to the truth, we might have become discouraged. But these proofs of divine guidance, these living experiences in the things of God, strengthened us to fight manfully the battles of the Lord. The believing ones could more clearly discern how God had mapped out their course, guiding them amid trials, disappointments, and fierce conflicts. They grew stronger as they met and overcame obstacles, and gained a rich experience at every step they advanced.